Hello. You know, when you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. That's right. This is the Connect the Dots radio show on the PBS Radio Network. This is normally a call-in show, but tonight, because of some technical difficulties, or should we say schedule arrangements,
you won't be able to call in.
That's okay. You can call in next week. But anyhow, as usual, there's a million and one things to talk about. In fact, I'm going to have a guest call in, or rather, he's going to break in on the line. This is all prearranged, and we're going to have a little conversation as we go down the line here. You'll hear me give the cue to it, but right now, there's just so many things to talk about. I mean, when I listen to the news, it is sickening. Everybody is lying on mainstream media news. No one is talking the truth about anything. Even the weather is wrong nowadays. You know, that's about the closest you can get to the truth is probably the weather. But everybody who's, especially the politicians, they're out there grandstanding. It's sickening. They're sickening. Because none of them, they don't have any solutions to anything. The big thing happened this past week, Bernie Sanders. Mr. Talk about the problems and the disparity between the rich and the poor. Meanwhile, has he sold his house and given the money to the poor? Has he given up his wealth? No way, Mr. Socialism there. A man trying to push socialism, something that is impossible to do. Because it just, you know, it's just not a practical thing. There's no common sense to it. In order to give money to the people that don't have it, you have to take it away from somebody else. And then also, if there's no incentive for making money, no one's going to do anything. Because, like, hey, let's all jump on the free ride. But who's going to pay for the free ride, huh? You know, there's just no logic to it. No one has ever made it work. I mean, sure, we want to be fair to people and cut down on the disparity, but guess what? Bernie Sanders, that's his whole thing he talks about, but he doesn't have one solution about how to do it. Not one. Didn't anybody pick up on that in the last election? You know? He didn't have one solution. Of course, nobody else had any solution to anything else either. You know, they just want to grandstand, get your votes, get your money. $6 million given to Bernie Sanders. I don't know how many foolish people does that add up to. I mean, why would you give money to somebody that doesn't have one solution? Well, I just had to say that because it is sickening. Just like, hey, I'm from New York City, and some of the stupid things that the mayor, the so-called mayor, does, they're killing the city, New York. You know, they're making all the wrong decisions. You know, that's a funny right there. I just have to talk about for another minute here. Bernie Sanders was born in Brooklyn, and he lives up in Vermont now. But meanwhile, he talk about disparity. All the decisions being made in New York City are creating more disparity between the rich and the poor. And it's just one stupid decision after another. You know, I've seen New York go down the hill, down the drain. It's going down the drain. And it's because of stupid decisions, just like Washington is going down, drain the swamp, drain the whole town, drain the whole government, because they're just making one stupid decision upon another. And then the constant Democrat-Republican battle, it's insane. It's so crazy, it's insane. You know, that's all they do, battle each other out, you know, us versus them versus us. And that's why nothing gets done. You can't have unity when you have two opposing groups constantly fighting, you know? it just doesn't work out. And then all the wars going on in the world, you know, and all for profit, too. It creates more disparity between the rich and the poor. Come on, Bernie Sanders, where's your solution to stop the wars, huh?
Yeah, sure. We're waiting. Don't hold your breath on that one.
Well, so much for the politicians. Hey, just in case you didn't realize, but check it out. Go to PBS Radio. Check out my show, Connect the Dots, airing time Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Check out all the information about me, what I'm doing, and be supportive of what I'm doing. I'm a common man person running for president as a write-in candidate. I need that $6 million to get my face out there because I don't have a dime. I live from paycheck to paycheck, you know, day to day. I'm living life, I'm having fun, but at the same time, the main reason I want to be the president is because I'm good with solutions. There's a solution to every problem in this world. All the solutions are known already, so why aren't they being put into effect? Bribe money is paying the politicians to make all the wrong decisions that only favor the rich people, and that's why the problems are not getting solved. And there's so much money amongst the rich people, they have enough to bribe the whole U.S. Congress, the whole U.K. Parliament, and all the other countries in Europe and anybody else around the world they want to bribe. And that's where it's at, you know? Hey, this show is broadcast out of California, but there's a perfect example right there. There's nothing more stupid than California when it comes to politicians making decisions. They even outrank the stupidity going on in New York City. I mean, they like people like Nancy Pelosi. I don't know, is that the real Nancy Pelosi? I have to just say it, you know, because she's done a complete turnaround. They're posting stuff on the Internet, what she used to say. She used to be for strong borders and protecting the American voters. Now she wants to open the borders and let all the foreigners come in and take all the jobs and milk the system for welfare and food stamps and you name it. Complete turnaround. So you got to wonder, is she doing this for bribe money or is she a clone? You know, they downloaded someone else's intelligence into her body or something. I don't know. But it makes you think. all I got to say is it is so crazy. It's insane. Well, flipping the switch in the other direction. Maybe you heard about it, maybe you didn't. There's this thing happening. Well, first of all, you're living on the planet Earth. It's in the solar system, the planets that revolve around the star that we know as the Sun, and which is located in the Milky Way galaxy, which is located in the local universe. And there's a bigger, big universe, and it goes on and on. But that's where you are. You're on the planet Earth revolving around the Sun, which actually does a trip around, I believe, the star Alpha 1 from the Pleiades. Hey, you'll learn something tonight. And this is where we are. And guess what? The Galactic Confederation, or the Galactic Federation of Light, has finally taken notice of our poor little world. I mean, Earth is a beautiful place, but the people in charge of all the governments, which are basically all puppets for the people with the money. And who's ruling the people with the money? The extraterrestrials, you know? Well, yeah, they've been here for millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years, and some have arrived recently. But anyhow, the Galactic Federation of Light has finally taken an interest in the poor Earth who's been living in a, what's called a slave debt environment, supposedly brought here from the Orion constellation. And that's how we've been subdued and taken over.
And this is what, so they're here to rescue us, so to speak, or free us from the dark deep state controls that rule all the governments and keep the people in poverty and keep us in slave labor conditions most of the world. We're a little better off here in the U.S., but they are slowly or no, yeah, slowly or quickly lowering our standard of living. And we should be concerned about it. Anyhow, there's help coming the way. They're talking about this thing. They're removing all the obstacles that isolate our world, electronic screens and stuff like that, that have been set up around our world. And supposedly they're defeating the bad guys in space around our world, and they're defeating the bad guys, rounding up the bad guys on inner Earth. There's some bad societies there, and eventually they're going to land their spacecraft on the surface and reveal themselves to us and tell us all about the whole rotten story that we've had to live out. And it's about time somebody came to help us out, because the way the general population is being subdued by mind control and matrix after matrix dumped on us, and plus the GMOs in the food, the polluting of the water, the poisoning of the air, the nuclear threat that hangs over everyone's head 24/7, and the cell phone matrix that half the world is locked into, if not more, already, and they're controlling you through that, and they're controlling you through the TV, the boob tube, yes, they're doing that too. There's a great movie out there called They Live. They talk about everything as a subliminal message hidden behind it. If you ever bought a 3D Magic Guy View book, you understand how well things can be hidden. And I would say all those blue boards and green boards that people stand in front of when they're grandstanding, the politicians, there's probably subliminal messages within that solid blue background or a solid green black background or whatever color it is. Again, buy yourself a magic 3D book and you see how the pictures can be hidden that well. And your subconscious will pick up the hidden picture. And that's their mind controlling you with that. But anyhow, the event is coming. I hear the date is, it has to happen by 2025. And, you know, a lot of good news. It's almost like guys almost sound like politicians. Yeah, we're going to give you free energy machines. We're going to give you tachyon chambers to heal yourselves with. And it sounds too good to be true. And you know what people say when something sounds too good to be true. Beware. Anyhow, that's it. The Galactic Federation of Light, they claim they have billions of spacecraft motherships all in our solar system waiting to land, I guess. When they finally, you know, get rid of all the bad stuff up in the air above us and all the bad stuff below us. And then they're going to come finally and give us some relief. And arrest all the bad guys, and we'll be under what's called the Galactic Codex, which is pretty much a libertarian idea. Anybody can do pretty much anything they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else. That's pretty much it. But we're not there yet. So you better go out and buy yourself a microwave meter. I tell everybody every week, hey, 5G is going to kill you in a short amount of time. It's going to kill you, your loved ones, and everybody else, and the stupid politicians that are allowing this to happen, and the stupid lawmakers, and the stupid officials, whatever, the agencies of the governments. They're allowing this to happen to us. And it's been proven already, this stuff is dangerous. There's doctors out there trying to lobby. They don't understand. You want to lobby the Congress, you got to bring plenty of money. They don't want to hear truth. They don't want to hear anything. I mean, they all must be brain dead. I mean, they're going to suffer too when this 5G goes into effect. And this is really the final battle because the bad guys know they're surrounded on Earth. They can't escape anymore. And they want to take as many of us down as possible. So get ready for some hard times before the good guys finally show up. Has to happen by 2025. That's the last date they can pull this off because of what they want to do is do a planetary ascension. The Earth is going to check off on its own. And there's going to be a new Earth and an old Earth, and eventually the old Earth will fade away out of existence. But we have to uplift our vibrations. That's where love comes in. The key, love, will help you lift your vibrations. And, of course, there's other things you can do, too, to lift your vibrations. And that's what we, as human beings, need to go out there and project more love. Let's try to not get involved in conflicts, because conflicts lowers the vibrations of things. And that's why all these wars keep continuing. That's why all the Democrats and Republicans are always fighting each other, because they want the world controllers want conflict. You finally getting to see the picture here? Well, all you need to do is to concentrate. Well, you need to get yourself a microwave meter so you can know where the danger zones are, because they're ready. Even with the 4G system, you're walking or swimming in danger zones or sleeping in danger zones. And you want that meter for when they turn on the 5G, because you're going to see there's not going to be too many places that are safe. Your home isn't going to be safe. You have to buy aluminum panels and cover your whole house in aluminum. That's the only thing that stops these microwaves from the 5G. In fact, 5G might even make it through that. Who knows? But bad things are on the horizon before the good things happen. Now, it would be nice if the Galactic Federation could show up next week before these bad guys roll out all the heavy hardware to kill more of us off real fast. And what can we say? Pray for it. Wish for it. And understand there are other worlds out there. And we're going to get to see them before 2025. We just hope it happens sooner. The sooner the better, because there's a lot of bad things on the menu now, you know, and they're still doing the chemtrails every day. Why isn't anybody stopping this? I don't. Well, they have all the key. They're controlling all the key people in the military. You know, any chain of command system. That's how they're doing it. There's plenty of people, I'm sure, in the military that know that the chemtrails are wrong and the other things are wrong. The HAARP is wrong. You know, HAARP. Yeah, based on propaganda science. Propaganda scientists hired by the government to lie to you, to get you to accept them doing things that are going to kill you. In fact, there's the basic, one of the basic causes of what people are love to use that phrase, global warming. Well, the HAARP antenna arrays does heat up the atmosphere on purpose. Well, if that doesn't sound like intentional global warming, I don't know what does. And they're doing other things to raise the temperature of the sea. If that doesn't do things to, you know, raise global warming again, what else does? And then we got Fukushima is still leaching radioactive stuff, and it probably will be doing that until 2025 at least, or whenever these good guys show up. They better show up fast, because our poor Earth is getting destroyed. The human race is getting destroyed. The doctors are all quacks. Yeah, don't ever go to a doctor for chemotherapy. Don't even forget about these mammograms. You know you can get cancer from too many mammograms or mistreatment of your breast. Do you women listening, do you know that? They're lying to you again, you know, and they're telling you to go for checkups because
You know, that's how they make money. It's all about money. They want to find something wrong with you so they can give you some one of their fake treatments that will not cure you. It'll probably only make you sicker, and then they'll tell you, oh, you know, they'll lie to you and say, oh, yeah, we cured your cancer. Huh? Probably you didn't even have cancer. That's what kind of lying SOBs they are. And don't you ever take a vaccine. If you just look into it, you'll see the whole thing is logical. It doesn't make any sense. And who have we been listening to? Quack doctors. That's right, quacks, you know. They might also be Dr. Quack. And who's the biggest quack of them all? Donald Duck, yeah. The, you know, vaccines, there's no logic to it, you know. There's just no logic to it. And I defy anybody to argue that point with me. I'll just make a total fool of them when I start asking the questions that and prove that they don't know anything about health care, you know? And the vaccines, who are they pushed by? The propaganda scientists hired to dish out some propaganda science to you to get you to believe to participate in these things that are going to harm you and your family and especially your children. And everybody, you better go out and buy a microwave meter because your kids are in danger in the schools, you know? And when you walk in that school and the meter gets stuck in a high point and can't go any higher, understand your kid is in a dangerous situation and you shouldn't be sending him to school. It's a death camp. Plus all the microwave radiation from the Wi-Fis in the low ceilings is going to destroy the DNA in your children. They will not be able to have children. This is going on right now. This we're at war. And all I have to say is, man, it's annoying. And I have to do a 180-degree flip here. Love is what we need to concentrate on. You know, smile and the world smiles with you. Open a door from somebody. Help somebody up the stairs. Wish somebody good luck. And project. Meditate and project your love out there. Project your love to Mother Earth. Project your love to you, the people you know, the people who are in need of help. And keep projecting that. And work on your body. Open up your chakras. There's plenty of things out on the internet, techniques of how to do it. I work with crystals myself. It helps energize. Crystals are living things. Did you know that? Crystals are living rocks. And crystals are also information storage houses, too. There's a lot to learn. Hey, I tell people go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it's an education, especially if you don't know anything about anything and you hear me talking about these things, you'll get a beginner's education and become acquainted with these things, like the importance of crystals, your basic chakra system, the correlation with the musical notes. You know, everything is connected one way or another. And, of course, that's another conspiracy, you know, turning the, if you're a guitarist, the basic tuning note is an A, 440, an A string. It's tuned to 440 hertz. But that was changed in the 30s to throw everyone off, to get us out of sync. If you tune your A string to 432 and the other strings respectively, you'll be in tune with the universe. And, of course, the controllers don't want us to be in tune with the universe. Sure, the music can still sound good, but at the same time, it's not in sync with the universe. So we're isolating ourselves by keep playing with the 440 tuning. We're isolating ourselves. I mean, we want a strong connection with the universe.
and everything. We need to get out of that 440 tuning. Just some common sense there. And that was a thing done purposely. I don't know whether it was the 20s or the 30s. Hey, look it up. Google it. I tell you, if you Google the name of my book, Connected Dots Theory, you get to see the first 40 pages free. Hey, how about that? That might entice you to buy it. It doesn't cost much to do the download or the electronic media copy, the e-book. It doesn't cost much at all. I tell people to buy the book, though, because it's an 8.5 by 11 book, and you can study the pictures better that way. But, you know, you can do it electronically, too. There's something about a book, because a book, you can flip through the pages and get to where you want to go faster than you can do it on the electronic machine sometimes. And then you can look at two pages at the same time and have them big, 8.5 by 11. That's a big size for a picture. But look at Google it, Connect the Dots Theory. And you get the first 40 pages free. Has a lot of interesting photographs. Of course, there's much more in the book than what you're going to see in the first 40 pages. But you see quite a bit right there. And you have the drawings that tell you about the sparkle points. A term I had coined because nobody had a description of this. I'm still waiting for somebody to actually tell me they have seen the sparkle points. The floating sparkle points at night. That's right, they float. Like from a distance, it would look like a field full of fireflies that goes up into the sky. But they're not fireflies. They're hovering points of light energy. And they wobble kind of like as they hover in the air, kind of like a spider web blowing in the wind. Well, it's all explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and you get to view the first 40 pages free. And, you know, again, I'm running for President of the United States, but I'm offering products out there for people, you know? People like Bernie Sanders and all the other wannabes out there, they give you nothing. They just want to take your money, and they offer you nothing. And they certainly don't offer you solutions, you know? Like I said, go to BBS Radio. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Click on the name in purple letters, Connect the Dots, and that will take you on finding out about me, the things I do, the music, the songs I have at the CD Baby Music Store. It'll take you to my presidential website. And I've got all short videos. I've got 5 short videos. One's only 30 seconds long, and that's a comedy one. And the meaningful ones are all about 1.5 minutes long. And I actually have one taking care of everybody, yeah. Who else is talking about that except me? I am the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Too bad all you common people are not interested in supporting a common man like you. No, you want to throw your money away and get brainwashed by the Democrats and Republicans that are not going to do a damn thing for you, period. You know, they promise you everything and they give you nothing. Because if you ever hear the saying, you can't serve two masters, well, they can't serve the lobbyists and you, the common people, at the same time. In fact, and they certainly can't save 3 masters, and we don't know who they're serving. Sometimes it's either the lobbyists or the party, but you're definitely not one of them. I heard that there was if Mr. Engineer is listening now, perhaps there was somebody that was waiting to talk to me on the phone. Am I clicking to the engineer? I mean, do you hear me, Mr. Engineer?
You did.
All right, you got the voice. Hey, right, you're the guy I want to talk to. Listen, I heard you're from California.
I'm from California? No, just a resident here.
You actually live in crazy California?
Can you believe it?
How do you love your politicians, huh?
Oh, some of the finest in the world here.
You're kidding me.
You know, I must say this. Living in this area is so beautiful. It's hard to express. If one had the money, and you've seen a lot of places, you would probably think this would be a place where it would, you know, it's just that lovely. You know, you still have an acre around everybody's land or a couple acres. You know, it's like you have the distance. You don't have the packing together, and there's only hills everywhere. So
yeah,
that,
I understand. That is a problem in big cities. You know, you open your window, and you're looking at the kitchen of the next building.
Right. Right. And people are nice
here. If
they're
cooking some stinking food, you end up closing your window because it blows in.
Good food, conscious people everywhere. You know, I'm fairly libertarian. I believe in liberty. I don't really have a focus on any particular right or left wing understanding. I kind of think that's a little ridiculous.
It's too generalized.
Right. I mean, you can debate about things that still haven't had a resolution since the time of man, right? 1 hour is not going to be enough. 2 hours. You know, we could start back in 1960 and we could probably be today disagreeing. So it's not really worth the time to go to those levels when it deals in politics.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you think politicians are so stupid and can't solve any problems?
Because they don't have to have a proven track record.
I mean, can you name me one politician that actually solved one problem?
Well, how many politicians can you really name that have had a real job?
There you go, right there.
Even real job. I mean, outside of when they were kids and getting, you know, working for a pizzeria or whatever. But I mean a real job where they put their skills to work before they brought them to bear in the government understanding.
Of course not. I have no experience. That's probably why they can't solve anything.
Right?
They have no real life experience.
And there's no, here's the thing. They're not penalized for spending a particular amount of money. And matter of fact, they're encouraged. So if your budget this year was $80 million, next year it'll be $83 million. Why? Because they always increase their budgets based on kind of a percentage. So you're always pushing to have all that spent. There's no incentive to save anything. There's
exactly.
No incentive to make things more efficient. There's only incentive to reach that target so you can say you need more next go.
Exactly. That's the way the game is played.
Right.
And the more money they can make a project, the more kickback money they get.
Right.
Too, because we know that's right. How the game's played.
Right. And I think another weird thing is, how can we put all these riders into bills? How come before you even have a chance to have anybody vote on something, there's a, you know, it's 5 pieces of legislation and 1,000 riders? Right? Right?
Yeah.
So everybody puts in all their, this gets this tax break, and they get money over here, and this goes the money over there, and then we'll sign this bill. And then you got all these people with their hand up.
And, of course, the bill is so long, nobody even gets to read it.
Right, because they all got their whatever they wanted just for their. So it's almost like we have a bribe system today. So if you.
Almost, you mean.
Right, right.
It is
it's right. It's like built into the system. I bribe you for this, you give me a vote for that, we all get happy, and nobody had to have any real accountability, and nobody needed to save a dime.
We bipartisan politics. If we
right.
have a majority, we'll all just stick to our party, and then we got it.
It's just a terrible system, and I think there's even more. I mean, if you work in the government sector, you know, you work there long enough, you're going to want to continue the way it continues. You get happy, you're comfortable, and then you run out of, then you're doing things based on your own personal needs, wants, and desires rather than the position in the office. And I think that happens to a lot of people over time because they take it for granted, Right, and we really can't have that. We can't have politicians running six terms as a senator. That's just insane.
You know what people fail to realize. Everybody's always bringing up the great Constitution from 1776. Okay, but those people might have been smart for their day, but no way did they ever imagine that it would morph. What they set up would morph into what it is today. No way did they imagine it, you know?
No.
It made sense back then, but the thing has gotten so morphed, out of control, distorted, it doesn't work anymore. The republic system in America here and in other countries, too, it doesn't. They have the same problem in England with the parliament, you know? They don't do anything for the people. All they do is, like, vote in projects that cost money so they can get big kickbacks. And who are the projects for? Whoever has the money. And that's the way it is. That's why we got the wars keep going, too. You know, it's a money-making scheme, you know? Why stop the wars? Look at all the money we're making, you know? And... That's the truth, you know. It seemed like a good system when they wrote the Constitution and stuff, but over time, all the connivers figured out all the tricks to subvert the true purpose of the Constitution and just find a way to milk money out of your position of authority. And that's what they're all on the game plan with that, you know. It's sickening, really.
It is.
It really is sickening, and that's why people got to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans, because both the parties are playing the game to make money in their own pockets.
Right.
You know? And, but people come to the election, where do all the votes go? To the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what do they waste? $300 million of your money that you donated to them, so they can get elected and do nothing.
Brilliant system. And by the way, let's make it a little bit more complicated and put another layer on top of them. And then maybe, you know, like for a new continental shelf accord. And then we'll put another layer on them. We'll call it some global, you know, governance accords, you know, whatever. And we just keep layering up, and then we make it so complicated that the average person thinks, you know, there's a million people to pay for life to operate. Right? Just insane.
It is insane. I mean, and all these other, they keep coming up with more fake organizations. Like, the UN doesn't really do shit for anybody except take people's money and pretend to do something. NATO, that's another one. And,
how about the European
NAFTA,
project?
The Pacific
where,
Rim,
the European
all these
project
trade organizations,
where,
they're not better.
Europe's actually
for any
worse off than England.
It's all about the guys with the money. Mm. You know, the whole global economy, that's for people with money. Mm. Average people, you know, we're not making off the global economy. Mm. You know? Really, the whole thing is just one rotten apple. I talk about the big apple, it's the rotten apple. And people are just brain dead. Now we got like 20 people running for the Democratic nominee or something like that. And,
hilarious.
They're setting up events and they're collecting money. Who are these stupid idiots that are donating money to these people? They have no solutions to anything. All they ever do is talk about the problems. As I was talking earlier, Bernie Sanders, he's a prime example. Yeah, he keeps on that. He's on that bandwagon of socialism and talk about the disparity, but he doesn't have one solution about how to make things better for the poor people. Not one. You know? I mean, is he crazy or what? Hey, what's going on in California there with the government's not letting the people know about the radioactivity that's the waters washing around the shore?
I don't know.
You didn't hear that?
I haven't heard that one.
Well, no wonder why you didn't hear. You live in California.
Yeah, that's right.
They've sealed down the mainstream media on that one. Don't dare tell the people what's
that's
going
right.
on on the beaches. You know, ever since Fukushima melted down, there's I don't know whether it's 40-day cycles or what, but the Fukushima plant is still leaking radioactive isotopes, radioactive waste into the Pacific Ocean, and the currents carried around on the edge, and it showed up on Washington and Oregon and California on the beaches already. But
sure.
Not a word is being
I used to love to eat fish.
Local people.
I don't eat fish much anymore.
Oh yeah, don't you can't eat fish. That's probably why they're not telling anybody. They want to still sell you
sure.
the rotten fish. You can't eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean anymore.
Not for a while.
Just because of that one meltdown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sickening, and some of the radioactivity makes it in the air.
I mean,
and
that company should have been sued out of existence, and the country that allowed it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Japanese people. They couldn't.
Their whole economy couldn't afford to make this right.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
And, you know, and
I mean, we don't hold countries at a high enough standard. That should never have been, you know, it should just.
They're just.
Why can the money walk from this sort of liability?
They got bags of radioactive stuff.
Yeah, but think about it.
Everything.
There should
so
be
every
a
time
class
the wind
action
comes
suit.
By, it blows it into
there
the
should
air
be
and
a
around
class
the world.
Action suit by the world. Literally, by all the citizens coming together and saying, I don't eat fish anymore. Or, you know.
Meanwhile, guess what? They're telling, the Japanese government is telling the Japanese people, oh, it's okay to go back
sure.
to the site. It's okay to eat the food. It's okay to grow crops.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know who's insaner, you know?
Well, now, didn't I hear Trump saying something about, hey, let's bring in 6G? We don't even know what 5G is capable of doing to us anymore.
Trump really, since he went down to Washington, he really lost it, man.
We're going to 6G, folks.
He should have.
Next
will
be at
8G,
and
it'll
just radiate your brain. You'll have about 5 minutes to live. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's being manipulated by his advisors, whom half of those he can't even trust. And they're just, you know, giving him all the wrong information, especially the scientists. I mean, that's what government scientists are. They're propaganda scientists. They're not telling you real science. They're telling you what the world controllers want the scientists to tell you for whatever reasons. And he's biting that.
We're not in the club. When all goes to hell, you're not going to get a ticket to go deep under the earth. You're not going to get one of those tickets to go to a
That's
safe
right,
spot.
Because you're not with our club. You know, and that's it.
We're not on the list.
The only thing we can use you for is to help kill the populace. So that's why you're promoting 5G. That's why you haven't stopped the chemtrails. That's why you, you're doing other stupid things. And it's like...
How about Yellowstone? What do you think of that?
Oh, did it blow
up
yet?
Is that going off in our lifetime? Should we be worried?
I think we got enough real worries right now. Like the Fukushima killing the Pacific and the chemtrails that never stop and the 5G. I don't know.
It's always something, isn't it?
You know, GMO killed half the food supply, you know. The doctors are doing their part in killing people with chemotherapy. And other stupid radiation detects. Meanwhile, marijuana is still legal on the federal level. You know how stupid that is? And you know what gets me? Not one person is willing to publicly talk about how the whole thing is wrong and how the whole war on drug is fake. Because it was, I don't know, 1979 or something like that, You know, Nixon started the war on drugs, and he did it because he wanted something to get at the hippies coming back from Vietnam that were against the war there, and he wanted to get something against the black people, the African Americans. So he came up with the war on drugs, and everybody agreed to it. Yeah, let's go. The military liked the idea. The police liked the idea. And one of the guys who was in his cabinet, I think Eric Haldeman, I think his name was, he was tracked down in a small warehouse job in Georgia or something like that by a reporter. And he admitted to the reporter in a magazine article, I don't have it in front of me right now, but somewhere around 1979 or something like that, he admitted to the reporter that the whole war on drugs was totally made up by the Nixon administration because they wanted something to be able to arrest pot-smoking hippies from coming back from Vietnam, and they wanted something to, you know, frame the, like the Black Panthers and the other groups that were harassing the government. So the fact that it was admitted, you'd think that would have been enough to stop the war on drugs, but of course they don't want to stop it because now even, you know, the government's in on it. Certain agencies of the government are big-time drug dealers.
Oh, I think it goes beyond government. Might go right to the church.
Oh, yeah, they're part, yeah, come on. Church is part of everything.
Right.
Right, I mean, they made it through
you think governments
are powerful.
World
War II, they made it through everything, and they're still part of it, you know? The only thing that's really ruining for them, all those pedophile priests, like, are making them look bad.
Yeah, well, soon they'll legalize that, so.
Yeah,
such a crazy
I'm sure
world,
they,
right?
They're trying to do that. I mean, that's the new Democratic Party. Yeah, we want to legalize
it. I mean, look, we already kind of are by touting, and this is just my opinion. And don't get me wrong. If you want to have a sex change when you're, you know, old enough to do so, do so. But, and if you're too young to do so and you have your parents' permissions, okay. But don't show me a kid who's 6 years old, you know, trying to become another agenda in cute-looking clothing on any magazine cover. You see what I mean? Because you're dealing with a sexual nature. I mean, it's the sex of the human being wanting to change. It's a sexual understanding, and we're you know, you see so many things now that tout
little kids. They,
it just
they
doesn't
have
make
no
a lot of sense.
Mind,
you know,
really.
It doesn't show a lot of maturity on the part of the magazine or even, you know, the public at large.
They're doing it. They have no conscience. It's all about money. They figure, well, this will sell magazines, so we'll do it.
Or it'll create controversy, so it'll sell more magazines, so we'll do it.
Or we want to create more negativity in the world.
Right, we want to create some sort of argument.
Yeah, because that's a negative vibration, and that keeps us locked in from evolving.
Right.
Not to mention recent stuff I've come across that a lot of these, you know, missing children and stuff like that, they're being kidnapped by these satanic groups, you know, the kind like Bill Clinton is a member of and well, other people.
Well, didn't the head of the Patriots team, forget what his name is, coach, who is Super Bowl like 7 times or 8 times or something like that? He just got caught in one of those kind of underage porn stings.
But here's something even worse than just
and others.
Abducting the kids to have sex with them. These satanic cults, and we've heard stories about this in, historical literature where the mans were sacrificing the virgin and other groups were doing the same thing. And they would sacrifice babies. I think that's in the Bible or something. They would actually sacrifice babies. And the whole reason for that is that when that young baby dies, they have a device that goes into the head and pulls out the pineal gland and they eat it. Is that sick or what? Are you still awake, or did you pass out when you heard that one?
Yeah, that one went straight through me.
I mean, this was just recently revealed on the internet, or I just found out about it, that this is part of the kidnapping of the children routine, what it's all about. Because there's a sick culture of beings that want to do this
I saw a documentary on a gentleman showing he was a money...
That's what they're doing.
He creates money. He's young. He's upset. He's just imagine this guy who's, you know, very intelligent, but, you know, abused as a child from, like, you call it 5 or 6 or 7 years old, really badly for 2 years. And he says they do it on purpose. There's just a video I watched of some guy. And they do it on purpose so that you begin to hate. You begin to hate everybody. And then, you know, after you go through that kind of a, you know, disgrace and beating and hate and getting to a point where you can hate others, then, you know, as your life goes on, and if you're really, really smart and you're focused, you start getting into money matters, and they know you're capable of this, and you keep your mouth shut, but you really, you know, you're capable of literally destroying a country. If you could make $5 doing some sort of a stock switch, and you know it's going to hurt people, you don't care. That's actually your main objective, because you hate the world now. The world, you know, treated you poorly. It, you know, it did this when you were young. You now have that sort of anger, and you're capable of doing anything for the dollar.
Yeah.
And when you're at that point, then more companies are willing to deal with you, because you're willing to make the tough decisions to destroy something for a gain, even if it hurts people. In fact, you might even find that that's why they pick you, because you can get to that point. You know, you see some of these big hedge funds and, you know, moving paper, and they just come down on a country, and they, you know, who would do that to people that are starving? But
yeah,
yet
well,
there are
people
that can do that.
They've been abused to the point of they don't have a conscience anymore.
Right, right. And those are the sort of people that then are moved up the ladder.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Now, that's hard. It's not a lot of people. You got to bear in mind, there's just, but those are the people that control the wealth, supposedly, according to this guy's scenario. It's like supposedly 2,000 people or something like this.
One more
piece
to the big picture puzzle.
Yeah, on the globe, that have more money than they know what to do with. And their only objective is power.
Exactly, that's it. When
and
you
pain,
have all the money.
Pain for the world. Power.
The only thing left is
pain
power
for the world.
Instead of these people concentrating on something good like love.
Right.
Happy. They're obsessed in this negative viewpoint of everything.
Right. They want to destroy it. They don't really care.
Yeah.
In
and,
fact, they rejoice
actually,
when the negativity
along with
occurs.
That piece, there's the mind-controlled people, too, that the secret military agencies, you know, the CIA or whatever, they have the technologies, fine-tuned technologies. They find themselves a targeted person, a person to target on. And they work on this person until they have full control of his mind. He doesn't even realize it. And they use these people, you know, for the mass shootings and other shit like that.
Two minutes.
Well, you know what? I usually like to hear the songs at the end of my show. And do the countdown. It's been a wonderful conversation here. So what's going to happen first? Is California going to sink in the ocean, or is Yellowstone going to blow up? We're taking bets on that. The odds are 1,000 to 1.
Well, thank you, my friend, for letting me be on your show today.
Hey, anytime, pal. I love talking to people from California.
We have some great conversations, don't we, my friend?
Oh, we sure do. Hey, we've got it all covered from the East Coast to the West Coast, New York to California. And that covers the whole real deal. Anyhow, hey, I'm ready to do the countdown here. And for those of you who haven't heard, you're going to hear my songs. Lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? At the end of the song, it's a tasteful lead guitar solo. It's a definite one. If you heard it on the radio, you would recognize it. Say, hey, that's Are You the Partying Kind? And followed by my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.